This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, and it's time for the Good Day presentation of Good Day Health. How do you do? I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Oh, I just asked myself how I was doing. Jack, how are you doing?
Fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous.
Doing very well. Okay. Yes, sir. Jack's doing well. Dr. Jack Stockwell from the ForbiddenDoctor.com website has a practice, a Nooker chiropractic practice. Interesting how they, in the medical community, The whole business about practicing. I know this is people have made light of this over the years. Practicing. When are you going to get it right? Why do they call it? Why should I pay you to
Hopefully
practice?
Today.
Yeah.
Hopefully when I see patients today, I will do it right.
You'll get it right. Thank
yes.
you.
That's yes.
Good to know. Yeah. I'll hold up hope for all those people. I've been a patient and any number of times over the years, and I'm okay. Folks, I'm proof positive that you can go see Jack for treatment and you'll live to tell the story.
Yes, and one thing you don't want is a medical or other kind of healthcare practitioner who is locked into the status quo, who only does what they tunnel vision see in front of themselves and never look outside the possibility that they could improve or get a better idea in their head.
Well, most of the doctors that you talk to now will tell you, if they're honest, that what they learned in school, if they went to school, let's say 30 years ago, 20, 30, 35, 40 years ago, is completely outdated. Everything has changed because of science. That's why I get a kick out of science. You know, people hang their hat on evidence-based research when, in fact, science disproves itself over and over and over again.
I've got to get you this resource. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
It's one of the contributors, one of the medical contributors to the New York Times. And when she graduated from the medical school there, I think at NYU, she wrote this paper. You know, the New York magazine, the Sunday magazine that's in the New York Times. I'm not really sure what it's called.
It's very good.
And the date escapes me, but it's only been in the last decade. And after she graduated, she wrote this story about her experiences in medical school. And she's written a lot of material since. And she talked about the day that the very beginning of the first semester of med school, and the dean of the med school came and addressed the medical students when they're going through their white coat ceremony. And he says to him, and she quotes him exactly, and I can get you the exact reference from this. I just got to go look it up. He says to them, 50% of what you are about to learn is wrong. Unfortunately, we don't know which half.
Yeah, great.
That's exactly what he told him. It's in the New York Magazine. I'm thinking it's around a 2007-2008 reference, but I'll look it up for you. But I thought, you know, you could say that about any level of professional education today.
Yeah, you can.
Because half of it is just a hanger-on from what people have believed all along that has a hard way of escaping current reality.
Yeah.
So.
It really is amazing how we get schnookered by science over and over and over again. Not being schnookered by Dr. Jack, though, here to answer questions. We get to your questions once in a while. I'm able to bring in two or three of the questions that come to me, Doug@DougStephan.com. But we're all busy updating you on certain medical information, studies, things that affect your health and well-being. Certainly Jack's pursuit of that with his weekly podcast that he and his wife Mary put together. This week, the latest research on the connection between vaccinations and autism. This is a frequent focus of yours. And as I saw that, I went to my Facebook page because I have, over the last week or month or year, whatever It is, I continue to post things that focus on the vagaries of vaccines and what it causes. I'm just trying to find the last thing that I posted, and it may or may not be it may or may not be pertinent specifically to the issue, but there are so many, there's just example on top of example on top of example of people who are, they're oblivious to this. They don't want to admit, or for whatever the reason, in terms of their own profit motive, that they don't want to admit that this stuff is really very, very bad for you.
Well, there's tens of thousands of parents who report the fact.
Here's
that
one. I'm just looking at this here. I just came to something that I posted on the 26th, which was last Sunday.
Yeah.
If you think your child's vaccines are safe, don't watch this is how it's titled. And I posted it in the morning. I'm just looking at some of these things. You can bring us up to date with some of your stuff. And I'm this is a Dr. Sherry Tenpenny,
oh, yes,
an expert on vaccines. What's her story?
Oh, well, she has. What she constantly tries to get people to understand is that, number one, vaccines are not drugs. They're biological agents. And because they are not drugs, they do not have to go through safety testing like drugs have to go through. And number two, which she has done extensive research to show and establish the fact that most of the diseases for which we are vaccinated for or against were almost vaccine ever showed up. And, you know, and sometimes people just don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed.
I know.
But when you really get into this and get deep enough and really research this for yourself, you know, and even the fact that back in 1986, Congress established the Vaccine Compensation Fund, for which they have paid out several billions of dollars to parents whose children have been just terminally damaged by vaccines, which is never in the press. It never gets played. This stuff gets paid up in the press. But, you know, it's still an ongoing argument. The problem is the lack of research. People just naturally assume that these things have been researched and safety tested.
Right. It's an assumption.
There is none.
No.
Remember that time when you had Dr. Paul Offit on the radio,
and he and I debated
this back and forth. I mean, he's Dr. Vaccine from the Philadelphia Children's Hospital. And I said to him then, I said, listen, my big objection is the absolute lack of research. And, of course, he called me on the carpet for that. So that's ridiculous. I remember. And I said, listen, Doc, there is no long-term research. There is no long-term research. By long-term, I mean 10, 20, 30 years. Take somebody that's been vaccinated, somebody that hasn't, and look at them 30 years later and see and compare their physiologies and what kind of situation they're currently in. So he said, well, I have research. And he sent it to me. He actually took the time to send it to me. It was 2 weeks. It was a two-week study. It was a two-week study that showed that 14 children that he vaccinated in the hospital in 14 days developed antibodies to the vaccine. Well, of course they're going to develop antibodies. That's not the only thing to consider. If I walk into a room and there's a strange virus in there that my body has never run across, in 2 weeks I'm going to have antibodies to that virus whether I develop symptoms or not. That's the natural immune response that human being or all mammals have that response. And well, anyway, you know, it's just going to be an ongoing debate, except the research from foreign countries that are coming out, because they will not research this in this country. NIH has essentially said, we are not going to spend money on anything controversial, which is exactly where some of the research money should be spent. I saw a patient yesterday who's involved in cancer research, and he's been involved with it for about 11 years now. And I talked to him. I said, you know, have you looked at, with all the research you're doing, because it's based on NIH grants, I said, have you looked at the pancreatic enzyme approach to cancer? He had no idea what I was talking about. So when I explained it to him for a few minutes, he just had this blank stare in his face, because it doesn't involve millions of dollars of grant money from the NIH to spend time even looking at it. So
all
you
about
know,
the
it's
money.
Just, it is.
All
it's all about
money.
The money.
All right. So I posted this overview of vaccines. If you think they are safe, don't watch this. I just posted it at DJV, facebook.com/DJV show. So you can see that there. There's a lot of other, this material is available online, certainly, but there's just so much to question here. Some of the vaccines are okay, but to just get blankets like carpet bombing, you know, the doctors, they'll shoot all kinds of things into you. You don't know what's going into your body, and so that's why you need to be.
Well, that's it. Aluminum always damages the body. You know, they took mercury out, and they stuck aluminum in it.
Yeah, which is
because
worse.
Because they still have to shock the system, but aluminum is as toxic to the system as any other toxic metal can be in the system.
And now, so I got a comment already to this. Sandy, who's listening to us, says, I agree. Also think dogs are over-vaccinated. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
They use stronger vaccines in animals than they do humans.
Yeah.
Well, much stronger
the
vaccines.
Animals aren't going to be able to, you know, what are they going to do, bark back at you? That's something that that's very interesting.
Well, I think there's a relationship between the development of cancer in dogs and cats immediately related to vaccinations. I don't have the money to prove it, but that's my experience.
Gut tells you. Yep. The Forbidden Doctor, Dr. Jack Stockwell here, 17 past the hour with a suggestion for you from Dr. Jack's experience, from my experience, having taken sugar, I've been on to, I was going to say sugar beets, super beets for almost 3 years because I am focused on eating well. Jack and I argue about the amount of protein I should have in my body, although I'm on the standard processed diet that you sort of put me on, or the supplement diet that I'm on. So let's see
we tied you
back
down
there in a couple of weeks and have you test me again to see about that corner of my heart that needs more protein. But I don't need more sugar. I don't need more processed food. I need to drink something. I don't drink coffee. I've never done any drugs, never smoked any tobacco products. And so I think that's partially why I'm as healthy as I am. But I also am interested. I'm doing better about staying away from the sugar. That's something. Super Beets has no sugar in it, no caffeine in it. It is an all-natural product. 800-655-4183, or you can order them and nose around at Doug Likes Beets, all one word, DougLikesBeets.com. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Are Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
And change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. We have two of them every week, one with Jack, one with Ken Kronhaus. He being Jack, and his wife Mary responsible for these great podcasts, of which we spend a good deal of time each week overviewing what Jack and Mary are recommending, what they're suggesting, what they're saying. There are also other things at ForbiddenDoctor.com, like their symptom survey. The free symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com does what for people who participate in it, Jack?
Well, it gives us a quick overview. It's not a quick fill-out. I mean, it takes a while to fill that thing out. There's a number of questions. But it gives us a good idea of what particular part of their physiology may be out of balance. And we make some suggestions to them. And for doing that, for filling that out and sending it in, we offer them a free 30-minute consultation with one of our nutritionists. And I don't know how to beat that deal. That's an incredible deal. A lot of people are doing it. We're a little behind. I have to admit we're a little bit behind. Because sometimes it comes in waves, and sometimes it gets really heavy. And I think Mary and I've got probably about 20 to 30 emails we haven't answered yet that we're trying to catch up on.
Mm-hmm. But you and Mary do this yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
on
your staff do it.
We answer all the email ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jill is just an incredible.
She's the one who did the heart test on me, right?
She did the heart test on you, and she's the one who does most of the, if not all of them now, the 30-minute interviews or consultations. No cost, no charge, no obligation whatsoever. You can follow her advice or not, but we offer it for free if you will fill out the symptom survey.
All right, that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The thing that you find there, and this is sort of entrepreneurial medicine at its best. There are all kinds of different things that Jack has found through his chiropractic practice and dealing with people and seeing what they need. The products that are there at ForbiddenDoctor.com, like the Long Life Energy Enzymes, there are many conditions that are supported by the use of these enzymes. Why don't you go spend like 60 seconds as we have it for a moment here to explain to people how the enzymes that you have available at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which, by the way, you can get if you order them, and you can use a there's a discounted way. If you use the code Doug, you get 10% off what Jack charges. But what are some of the things? Just give us
An enzyme is like a catalyst. An enzyme makes something happen. The ability of the heart to beat, the ability of lungs to exchange gas between oxygen and carbon dioxide, for neurotransmitters in the brain to work effectively, all these things are triggered by an enzyme. And an enzyme is a very large molecule and absolutely necessary to cause A plus B to equal C. If the enzyme isn't there or it's weak, a lot of those things won't occur. So we have digestive problems, we have thinking problems, we get skin problems, elimination problems. The list just goes on and on. And because of the overly processed foods that most Americans are eating, rather than, you know, food from the farm, the organic stuff, whole, really healthy stuff, our pancreas is absolutely on guard 24/7 and never really gets a chance to rest, which I think is one of the causative factors behind the explosion of pancreatic cancer and pancreatitis.
There's a lot of
it. Yeah, and it's because it's just being blown out. Half of its work is sugar handling and the production of insulin. The other half of it is very powerful digestive enzymes. And if it doesn't get a chance to rest and heal and repair itself, then it's in a constant state of inflammation and overwork. What these enzymes do is take the place of the pancreas to a certain extent to allow the pancreas to rest, to rebuild itself, to repair itself, and to give you powerful digestive effect, as well as kind of a Roto-Rooter clean out of the blood vessels as well.
Forbidden Doctor is where you get them. Long Life Energy Enzymes. Use the code Doug for 10% off. Next half hour, a focus on the report from the National Academy of Sciences on preventing death.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit. My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to $10 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen. In-store only. Ends 4/15/17.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body. It drops.
Dropping into your life and your maybe free time, free moments to actually think about what's going on in your life. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good Day Health. What's going on in your body? Are you happy with the state of your health? The National Academy of Sciences, Jack, says preventing death and injury from medical errors requires dramatic system-wide changes. Another study of the leading causes of death and medical errors are right up there with cancer and heart disease. This comprehensive strategy for the hospital health providers to reduce medical errors, Congress needs to create a patient safety center to develop new tools and systems to address these continuing problems. 44,000 people died as a result of medical errors in the hospitals last year. 98,000 had to go back to the hospital or have another procedure to correct medical mistakes. That's really pretty deep.
This always comes out this time of year. If you go back a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, just at the beginning of spring, these numbers come back out. A year ago, they talked about how medical mistakes is the third largest cause of death behind heart disease and cancer.
Yeah.
And then within two or three days, not another word until another year goes by. And you have to add up everything, not just the wrong medication. There's the overdosing of the right medication. There's the medical procedures that take place in the hospital that are wrong. And you add them all up, and it's really closer to a quarter of a million. It's about 250,000, and it's year after year after year. And the problem is, most of the people who go into this line of work are well-intentioned, just wonderful heart-oriented kinds of people in the sense of love and compassion. But they get caught up in a system that's beyond their control to change. And if they veer off of course, they're censured. Their licenses are taken from them. They run across all kinds of board problems in their state. and they have to follow the demands of what the current medical practice or current standard of care is, which is not dictated by medical science. It's dictated by the pharmaceutical companies, by the food industry, and by the hospital equipment implement companies. Those three things are the largest lobbying effort inside of Washington, ahead of energy, ahead of the military. And, you know, you have to search and search and search for somebody anymore in healthcare who looks at the body holistically, who looks at the whole creature and tries to make some kind of sense out of what's going on instead of just one little symptom here and there that's scaring you to death, that gets you on a drug, that causes all these other problems to show up.
It's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
If you just fall in line. In a manner of speaking.
Well, it's like you said at the beginning of the show about money, you know, when we were talking about vaccinations.
Follow the money!
That's it. You know, who stands to gain? Who stands to gain from the current? It's not the public who needs medical care. They're not the ones who stand to gain from this. It's the people who end up with the money at the end of the day.
All right, you and I both got word this week of a focus on probiotics and microfood. I have been taking, at your advice and Ken's advice too, probiotics. I had an antibiotic that I took for a month because of the Lyme disease that seems to be recurring in my body. So I, in order to counter the effects, because the antibiotics wipe out all of the good bacteria in your gut, no matter what. You've been saying that for years. And so I was on to probiotics. But this information suggests, what is there, half a trillion, 100, some amazing number of bacteria that live in
you. There's more bacteria in you than there are cells that make up your body.
Wow.
On a 10-to-1 ratio.
All right, so what do you make of this suggestion that we rebalance our approach to good gut health by going on a micro food diet? You know, there's the macro diet, there's the micro diet. I don't know what really
the concept of micro diet and micro food is going back even earlier than a probiotic. The probiotics, pro meaning first, and the beginning, and the beginning of life. The beginning of life inside of our bodies isn't our own cells. It's the health and the balance of the microbiota that live inside the gut. 90%, Doug, and this may shock you, but 90% of all the life inside of you isn't even human. It's the microbes that from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, mostly concentrated in the alimentary canal. And depending on the balance of the good and the bad, and I don't really like using those terms, but it seems to get the point across better. When that is balanced, it produces all the B vitamins. It produces wonderful amounts of amino acids. It produces incredible cofactors and coenzymes and other necessary nutritional ingredients in our lives to make us healthy and to keep us healthy, especially with the immune system. And when these things get out of balance, we start to get sick and manifest different kinds of symptoms. 2,400 years ago, it was Hippocrates, he said, all disease begins in the gut. And the Greeks understood this, and the Greeks understood they could treat disease by nutritional balancing, bringing people back into a metabolic state of balance. And so this microfood stuff is the things that they're talking about now that precede the probiotic. The probiotic are the good bacteria, that kind of a thing that you get in fermented foods. But what do they live on? And so the idea is to take a step even earlier and make sure that the gut has plenty of food that the probiotics need to live on, because when the good bacteria is strong, it keeps the bad bacteria at bay. And this has been researched extensively prior to now, but it's suddenly hitting the radar all across the country. People are talking about the health of the gut dictating the health of the rest of the body, even to the point of things like serious central nervous system degeneration problems, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, problems with cancer, problems with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Because when these toxins end up leaking through the gut wall, and they leak through the gut wall into the bloodstream because the gut wall is sick because of the overgrowth of this bad bacteria. Mm-hmm. These toxins have a way of accumulating in certain points of the body. They get into our joints. We call it arthritis. It gets into the brain. It starts to affect our cognition. in our sense of reality. It gets into the heart, we have heart disease. It gets into the lungs, we have lung disease. But the thing is, the most wonderful thing about this is that these things are completely reversible simply by going after the gut. And there are people who are vegan or vegetarian, like you, that have a certain balance and imbalance that needs to be corrected. There are people who are just complete 100% carnivores that are way out of balance. And Mary and I are working on the next series of podcasts that talk about the 10 types of metabolic balance. It's not whether you're vegetarian or carnivore. There are 10 stages in between those two, and there are various tests that you can do to find out where you fit. Are you completely balanced between plants and meat? Do you need more meat than plants? Do you need more plants than meat? Because everybody's going to fit down into one of those 10 categories. And so that's where a lot of Mary's and my focus is going to be over the next month, is in that area as far as podcasts are concerned, because if you're on the right metabolic pathway, you're going to flourish in your gut as far as the correct bacteria is concerned.
I know, but we all talk about this. People don't have the patience, and they don't want to sit and listen to this. You and I can talk till we're blue in the face and make it incredibly...
Until they're bleeding.
Yeah, well, but see, that's it. And I'm looking at this business, this micro diet. This is the focus of what I asked you here, how important it is to go beyond probiotics, because these, I'm just trying to figure out what the foods are, though, what the micro foods, a lot of people get on these diets when they have cancer. But I don't know what they are. Do you know what's an example of a micro food?
Well, it's things on the level of like inulin. Inulin is only partially digestible carbohydrate that feeds the good bacteria that's in the gut. And so, of course, the groundswell of entrepreneurial thinking is going to try to expand that area of providing the body with the kinds of microfoods, and in other words, the foods that feed the probiotics, the good probiotics.
Mm-hmm. So
we know what feeds the bad probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar.
Yep.
Sugar, sugar, sugar.
Yep.
Bad like candida. Meat. You know, just get an overgrowth of that and your health is going to suffer.
Yeah. I have a sugar thing, and I'm getting better, though. You got to be focused. You got to think about it. 44 past the hour. Speaking of focus and thinking, once again, our attention goes to your microvessels. Talking about there's so much good around that you can put in your body. Why would you put bad things in your body unless you don't care? If you don't care, stop listening to this hour of the program. Stop listening to me talk and Jack and Ken about all the things that are good around for you. Why waste your time? Just forget about it. But for those of you... No, I'm serious. Why
no, that's what most people do.
Waste your time. Get it lost. Go away. If you do want optimum blood flow, you do want optimum health, because the blood is one of the bottom line elements here. Without good, healthy blood to feed all the areas of your body, all the cellular structure, then there's nothing. You don't... Yeah, it's really a moot point. You got to have the red blood cells that bring nourishment, the white blood cells that bring protection to your body. That's the immune system. And without nitric oxide, you don't get all of these things out in the bloodstream to every part of your body. That's why Super Beets is the product that has so many people focused on benefits. No, it's just a teaspoon of powdered beets. They grow the beets, GM, non-GMO beets, and they cook them, and then they dry them, and they powder them, and that's what you get. And a canister of Super Beets got about a month's worth of their nutrition. Put it in a smoothie, put it in a glass of water, drink it, you'll have energy galore, and no chemical structure, nothing. Nitric oxide, that's it. And that's why the blood, because the arteries are opened up, the blood gets to every part of your body.
Yeah.
I'm looking at somebody took an x-ray of or used the infrared stuff to to, after somebody's taken a glass of Supervise, where the red hot spots are in your body is really
red. That body will react that fast.
Yeah?
It will react that fast. And did this come from a bunch of 55-gallon barrels of various chemical constructions from China, which is where most of our nutrition, our synthetic vitamins come from? No. Yeah. It came from Mother Nature. It came from the earth. That makes all the difference in the world.
So get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order. You call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beets. You get best results. You get the book Beat the Odds. You get free shipping when you mention Dr. Jack or Doug. Go to DougLikesBeets.com. You can ferret through all the information that's there about the results that people are getting. And they're by the medians, because that's how this stuff is so popular now. It's become like a the second, and at home, everybody sort of, it's second nature to want to have Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com. Order them there. Or at 800-655-4183, get the health and well-being that you deserve and need at DougLikesBeets.com.
This report is brought to you by Genentech, Stand Up to Cancer, and Genentech recently launched Be the Breakthrough, a campaign focused on educating Americans on how they can each play a role in the fight against cancer. One often overlooked way for people with cancer to be the breakthrough is through participating in clinical trials. Jack Whelan, patient advocate.
After my cancer diagnosis, I worked with my doctor to understand my treatment options and chose to participate in a clinical trial. Over the past decade, I've participated in 7 clinical trials and found this path gave me options and an opportunity to contribute to research that can help others.
People like Jack are part of the breakthrough because clinical trials may help new treatments and procedures become available to the public sooner. For more on clinical trials, go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org. There, you will find important resources and a confidential clinical trials matching service. Call 1-877-970-7848 to speak with a specialist or go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org for more.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're having trouble sleeping, here's some information for you to cogitate. What a great word that is. Courtesy of Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. The culprit, if you're having a problem sleeping, could be what's actually lurking in your bedroom. If you don't have a good pillow, you better find a great pillow. If you, like me, bend your pillow in half, and when you do that, it doesn't snap back into place, time to chuck it. Throw it away. Remove clutter and junk from your bedroom as well. Studies have shown that it can create anxiety that can keep you up at night. I'm a big believer in feng shui, and we've talked about it on various programs this past week. I've been talking about it for years, actually. If you understand feng shui, you know that the experts there say you ought to be careful with the theme of the books that you have in your bedroom. I have just books that are about how to think, and what to think, and that's what I keep in my bedroom. I read a little bit of them every night. Books about love, healing, sexuality are appropriate themes for the bedroom. But if you have books that help you get out of debt or losing weight, it's all about your subconscious. Man, have I learned that. It's all about your subconscious and your sleep rhythm. So if you eliminate that, electronics, don't have... it's hard, but you shouldn't be keeping your devices in there unless you're listening to maybe meditation or something on them. Laundry basket should be in a closet. No laundry piled up anywhere. Experts say keep your pets off the bed, but I'm not one for that because I've spent, whenever my girl Charlotte slept with me every single night, and it was great. It was great quality sleep, frankly, but I'm not sure that that's the right advice. But the rest of it, I think, holds well. So a little advice. What is it that they say? A word to the wise is sufficient. If you're having trouble sleeping, here's some information for you to cogitate. What a great word that is. Courtesy of Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. The culprit, if you're having a problem sleeping, could be what's actually lurking in your bedroom.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Lots of research, lots of questions, lots of answers. Important revelations here. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell from theforbiddendoctor.com. Check out all of the resources he has there that are available for you. So when it comes to the feel guide, when somebody says, how do you feel? You'll say, I feel fine. Thank you very much. So I have an email from somebody just sent me. A guy named Jay, it's not an email, it's actually a post on Facebook. This fellow found out that his oldest friend has 3 months to live. He's ravaged with cancer. I wonder how it gets that far. I'm going to ask you that. What's the bottom line here? When you find that someone is that close to dying and they just find out they have cancer, my opinion and my experience is that they aren't in touch with their body. We'll find out what Jack says in a moment here on Good Day Health.
Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and you can actually give it a workout.
To exercise the skin, you lift and release targeted zones to stimulate a massaging effect.
Now there's a system called Contour Kinetic Skin Toning, the first device that can give your skin that stimulation.
It's clinically proven to improve the overall signs of aging and tired skin without invasive treatments. So start that workout on your face.
Newly launched on QVC. Homeowners, it's DIY season. Time to improve your outdoor spaces and boost home security. Here's George Oliphant.
I live by Kwikset's deadbolts with advanced smart key security. They protect against lock picking, lock bumping, and advanced break-in techniques.
For the perfect lawn, leave it to the pros.
I really trust TruGreen to do what they do best, from fertilization and aeration to mosquito control.
And cut down deck maintenance by replacing old, worn-out wood.
What I like about Trex composite decks is their natural wood look without the hassles and cost of continuous upkeep.
All right, 55 past the hour. So Jack, as I look at this, I'm feeling badly for the guy. I mean, I don't really know this other fellow. I know one guy is a radio guy, and he's listening on one of the affiliate stations, but I don't know the other fellow. But the point here is, for general information, when people let their bodies go this far, it seems to me, I just feel like they're not in touch with their bodies. Am I right or not?
Well, to a certain extent, but also in defense of this fellow, not knowing him myself either, a lot of times the very serious degenerative processes like cancer can be well underway for a decade or two until it finally starts pushing up against the nerve bundle, or it finally starts to create some organ dysfunction. And let me use pancreatic cancer as an example. A lot of times it's been developing for a while in people, and it's not until they get that sharp pain right there and just below the rib cage, right in the middle, that kind of doubles them over, and then it goes away. Or it stays. But if it goes away, it may not bother them again for another few weeks, and then all of a sudden they're on the floor in horrible abdominal pain. They go in, they get some blood tests, shows elevated lipase, they go in there and then do a CAT scan, and all of a sudden they're diagnosed with just lesions all over the pancreas, on the kidney, on the liver, and then they're told, well, you got about 8 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not know that until they finally had some kind of pain that doubled them over. Then in other cases with an onset of cancer, you get this little naggy pain, or you start to feel a decrease in energy,
yeah,
or some other symptom that comes and goes, and then it starts to stay. And a lot of times this happens without a lot of warning, and that may be the case with this fellow. I kind of feel sorry for that as well. I don't know what kind of cancer. But some of these will take you out pretty quick, which, again, is one of the reasons why we created these enzymes, because the enzymes ate the cancer cells. That, mm-hmm. This was discovered over 100 years ago. And, you know, it's, again, a lot of this, I think, is directly attributable to the standard American diet that is so devitalized in proper nutrition and the consuming of commercial foods, commercial plants and fruits and vegetables, commercial meats that we need to stay away from as far as we can, and go back to the farm, go back to organic, go back to grass pasture, literally grass pasture, not just where they were in stalls fed grass, but out there getting the sunlight, out there getting fresh water through a stream. And this is getting more and more difficult all the time, but that's where real health can be found.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one cause of death 100 years ago was accidental death.
Mm-hmm.
Because of dangers in the workplace and dangers on the farm and things like this.
Yeah.
I think it was age 18 to 45, number one cause of death accident, not the diseases you see today.
All right, there's Jack Stockwell, theforbiddendoctor.com. We have some very special interest in a question. Our special question of the week is at 800-282-2333. Answer the question, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, at 800-282-2333. We have some special offers for you when you take that question.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.